following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner Craig, of course, running the studio here for us. And we are off to the races in the markets this morning.
It's good to be back in the saddle again. How's that one, since it's rodeo time?
Yes, well, Doug's not exactly off to the races yet. No. You're still walking with your cane there.
I'm up to a half a mile an hour now.
That's okay. At least you're navigating a little, right? Okay. Speaking of moving, the stock market is moving just one direction this morning.
That's what hope, real hope, and positive thinking will do. Because it's a stock market is a buy and sell. It's a demand, supply and demand. And if everybody's feeling good, I want to get in on this one.
Well, a lot of it's consumer sentiment.
Yep.
And all things, not just the stock market and what stocks they should buy. But should they go out and get a car now? Should they go and spend more for a home?
Do I feel that my job is safe now so I can do those things?
Yeah. Or if they've been unemployed, laid off, like oil and gas industry, for instance, you know, is there hope now for some of those jobs to come back? All of these things, including not just in this country, but we're seeing it, we're checking markets across the globe here.
They're all up.
And there are very few things in the red out there. And again, is everything roses? Of course not. But it's very interesting just to see what happens.
Yeah, if all the markets in the
changes of attitudes
In the world,
chunks of people.
They're all up about 1%, except for Taiwan and Australia. The Japan, Hong Kong, Shanghai, European, all of those are up 1% to 2%. I don't understand why Taiwan and Australia are down. I mean, they're down like 0.5%, 0.25%, but that's beyond the scope of this show.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't looked into that part yet. You know, a couple of things, though, to just kind of put some rationale behind things today, right? We'll do a little bit of historical perspective on some of this, even though history is kind of leaving us in the dust here right now. Mm-hmm. We're having some really amazing types of things happening. So what does that mean to you, though? Does that mean that the big rise means a bigger fall? Ooh.
Or should you do something with your IRA, maybe convert it to a Roth?
Ah.
Or, because I've got some items here that some pretty smart people start doing things with their IRA, because most people, their largest assets are in their retirement plans.
Yep.
And you can get into trouble if you invest in certain things.
Ooh, we don't want you doing that. And I just had a very interesting question this morning from a very good friend of mine who just sent me a text message a few minutes ago. And I'll answer that question. It's about 401ks.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that, too. Meantime, this making you nervous? Need some help? Here's our number to talk to us right now, right this minute, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Hello, this is John Hill, president of the Brenham ISD Education Foundation. We are a support group for the Brenham Public Schools, and we will be hosting our annual fundraiser on Tuesday evening, March 7th. It is a student art auction held in the Brenham National Bank lobby from 5:30 to 7 p.m. with a silent auction and live auction as a featured events. Please come early to enjoy the appetizers donated by Design 2 and the beverages donated by Mike Hopkins Distributing Company. If you cannot attend Tuesday night's event, please drop by the Brenham National Bank during lobby hours starting March 1st to view the student artwork and see Brenham's budding artist.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Join KWHI this weekend at the 181st anniversary of the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence at Washington on the Brazos State Park. A variety of activities emphasizing Republic folkways will be presented. KWHI will be there on Sunday at 1 p.m. broadcasting the Texas Independence Day program. This broadcast is brought to you by Blinn College, Chapel Hill Bank, Brenham Tire and Auto, Sonic Drive-In, Computer Helpers, Intech Pest Management, Citizens State Bank, Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative, and Washington on the Brazos State Historical Site.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders. One kid at a time. Great programs. In the city or out in the country, 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids. Get involved. Build a leader. 4-H.
Me. A cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Giddings Animal Shelter of Giddings.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Office in Brenham, downtown on Main Street across from the courthouse. The other one about a mile or so from the Houston Galleria shopping area. Just far enough away to stay out of the main.
Except at Christmas time. Then forget it. All bets are off at Christmas.
That's true. But glad to help you. And, of course, we're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. And we are here to help you. And, yes, those of you who sold out in your 401ks, your IRAs.
Is it time to get back in?
In October.
Or is it too late?
September. Yeah, you're never going to do anything again, and it's all doom and gloom. Remember, you have to have a measured approach to everything. You have to have some sense, and you need to get some help if you're, you know, just plunging in and plunging forward and then all of that. I mean, what should you be playing an all in right now if you're going to be retiring in the next 5 years?
Yeah, you have to get your strategy together. And then just review it once a year, maybe twice a year if things change a little bit. But like if you're going to retire thinking, okay, I'm getting close to 65 or 66 and maybe next year I'll retire. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want the market to drop 30% and can you retire then? Or how should you have your funds invested now?
Yep.
How do you invest them for income versus accumulation? Do you leave them in your 401k? Do you roll them out to an IRA? What if you have a strategy, you don't have to worry about it. I was talking to a client the other day, and he was thinking of retiring. He's working full-time. He's 66, and we've got the thing set for him. He's not going to quit work until he's 70 because he's got a ideal situation for him and whatever. But he had some extra funds. He's the one that got the do-over on the Social Security.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got a lump sum check of about $25,000.
Yeah.
So after filling out the grandkids, he's got some money left over, and what he's going to do with that is he's going to play with it. He's out investing himself, picking, you know, he said three or four different things. I said, fine, you do that. Don't tell me about it. Just go do it. But that's okay, because everything else he's got is taken care of. His strategy's in place, so he's got these funds, and he's going to try and, you know, tweak some things, buy and sell in a separate account, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying don't do that. But have your strategy together first.
Yep. So, strategy is important. And also, getting help from someone who knows how things work. That is a big deal. And I mentioned before the break that I actually have a text here in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
From a very longtime friend and acquaintance who's a very sharp cookie. So here's the question. If a company goes bankrupt or is reorganized, can they hold on to my 401k in some fashion?
That's a good question. Because if you're
planning, is my 401k at risk if my company goes under?
Yeah, or goes under or even get bought out.
Yep.
That's the other thing. Somebody gets bought out, is your money gone? How about the money they matched you?
Mm-hmm. She didn't even get that far.
Yeah,
she said whatever she put in, right?
Yeah, she's just worried about losing it.
If everything is in there. And this is a legitimate question.
Yeah, it is.
It just happens that I know how this works.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, I've been working with 401ks and 403bs and all those different number plans, et cetera, for about 20 years. And here's the thing. There are federal regulations regarding this. Is called ERISA, E-R-I-S-A, mm-hmm. Big old bunch of federal rules governing retirement plans, and specifically 401ks fall within this, and so do 403bs, etc. But the bottom line is, no. Her assets in her 401k, the money she's been putting in from her paycheck over many years, she's done a great job mm-hmm. and built up a nice nest egg in there. That money is her money. This is her retirement plan. It is not subject to creditors who might come after the company where she works.
See,
if that would ever happen. I'm not saying it will, but if it ever happens, yeah, her money is her money.
It's not held in the company's account.
That's right.
It's held in separate accounts. That's what the administrator, I believe it's the administrator, does, and the custodian. Those funds are held outside of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing you got to be a little careful of is if you're buying company stock.
Well, I mean,
that's
your
a little
stock,
different, yeah.
Though, well,
it's still held outside
still,
the company.
Once it's in your retirement plan, it's in there. But there are some things that can happen depending on how you're buying it. I'm not saying this happens in your 401k; it does not. But if you have outside stock purchase plans, there are some mm-hmm. things. Depends on how some of those are structured. But bottom line is, if it's your retirement money, it's your retirement money. Now, if a company cannot keep up its match for you going forward, let's say that you're due a match.
3%
or 5%, or it's a safe harbor and you're getting dollar for dollar on the first 3% and then 50 cents on the dollar on the next 5% total match or more. If your company's having problems, they can easily get out of providing you that match.
Yeah.
Now, there may be a vesting schedule on that match, and it may not all come to you if you lose your job. I mean, you're gone.
Yeah, if you leave or whatever.
Yes.
It may not, but That's free money anyway. It wasn't yours.
But for those of you who are vested, fully vested, and you've already got that match in there, that's yours, period. So, again, whatever you've put in yourself is always yours.
It's what the company puts in as a benefit, bonus, profit, whatever it is for you.
That is sometimes at discretion of the company. So if they have problems financially, they may not have to do it. I know some companies can stop their match with adequate notice to employees. 60 days. They have to let you know ahead of time.
And that does not make the 401k bad.
No, it does not. And remember, everything you've put in is all in there. That's yours. And any vested matching is yours, period, end of it.
Also, what they put in for your match that isn't vested, they can't pull that out.
No.
He just said if you leave the company or separate from service, you can't necessarily take it with you. But
or take all of it.
Yeah, they can't take it back once they put it in.
So, and they can, like I said, they can stop it. All right, they can stop that match. That is at their discretion. But the money you already have in there, as long as you're fully vested in all of it, and all the money you've put in, you are automatically fully vested in, that will always be yours in there.
See, yeah, that's good answer to those questions, but now that brings up the point of where you're working is, why are they stopping the match? Is business that bad? Should you be looking for a different job?
Well,
that's a different story.
Yeah,
well,
that's not a different thing. But you know, if this was not prompted, by the way, by this person because she is worried about her company.
Right.
It's just, you know, maybe something happened to someone else she knows somewhere.
That would be my guess.
That popped up the question. She works for a very large, very huge firm. And they do well. So, again, knowing how things work, being able to tap a resource is a very important thing, too, going from now on through the rest of your days as a worker and in retirement as well. And a lot of us, by the way, discretionary income spending is off the charts right now.
Yes, and that's one of the
reasons. People who want to buy something or remodel their home or do whatever. I was just looking this morning, Doug, at we are spending record amounts of money as a nation. Those of us who are even in our 30s, new homeowners, and upgrading our homes, we are spending huge amounts of money to remodel.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I are thinking of that. Maybe redoing one of the rooms or something like that because economy looks good.
So top three most profitable remodels, if you ever want to resell your home at some point.
Oh, that's a good point here. Putting the money in.
The thing that brings you the most bang for the buck, if you want to put your home on the market and you want to remodel, or even if it's going to be 3 to 5 years or 10 years down the line, is remodeling your kitchen. Stainless steel appliances are still the biggie. Granite countertops or granite look-alike, you know, composite countertops, that kind of stuff, it can add up to 20% increase in the value of your home.
Wow.
That's the biggest. Next on the list, bathroom remodeling.
Yeah, I can see both those very easily.
Yep. At least 10% increase in the value of your home with a good bathroom remodel. It doesn't mean you have to tear everything out and start over, but it means make it look nice, repaint it, make sure you've got good-looking fixtures.
Get rid of some of those stools that were there in 1950. Oh, yeah. A little different than the new ones today.
And the other thing, the last thing they say that really helps sell your house is a deck.
Oh.
It may add another 5 or 6% if your patio and your deck especially look inviting.
Yeah, because especially here in the South where we spend a lot of time outside, that would be nice, yeah.
So what do you not do to get that much out of it as a home improvement? Backup power systems.
Well, I suppose
those are not a big deal, apparently. Sunrooms as an addition. Nope. And home office.
Okay. Those don't add value to the home. It
and
may be good
those,
for you, but
yes.
but for the next person, they may not want a home
and
office.
And also all those fancy schmancy things where you can turn on your lights before you get in the door and raise your garage door and
watching
you know, computer, whatever.
TV things. Advertisement this week, my wife, you see that water faucet that they have in the sink? You just put your hands in front of it and, you know, you just wave and away it goes. And yeah, I wonder what it costs, but it's really slick looking. I mean, it's very
and as
nice.
Soon as that doesn't work, what do you do?
Yeah. Right. Do you call your electrician or you call a plumber?
And you can't get the water to come out, right? Yeah. Don't ever do it with the toilet. Okay, that could really be bad. All right. So that was just a little trivia there. I think the real thing that we're getting questions on now, though, from people, and by the way, I want to tell you that we visited with someone who's a client of ours, and has been for several years. His stuff is doing fine, doing great. He's going to be retiring in the next couple of years, so we're more conservative with what we do, right, for him, as far as his investments are concerned, but he's still doing very nicely.
And his work, income-wise
and
now.
His income is up there. He's earning more than ever. He's putting more money away.
Kids must be out of the house. That's why.
Yeah, well, he's still got, you know, some issues there. Yeah. But the big thing is that he revealed that because the markets are so good, he has given a friend of his some money to invest for him, and the friend is a day trader.
Ooh.
Please don't do this.
Unless it's money you don't mind losing or don't count on it for anything, it's.
I mean, yeah. So please be careful. I know that you think your friends, you know, if you're, and believe me, your friend is going to tell you about the one they just hit out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I made 20% in one day, and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're going to hear about all the victories. You are not going to hear about the defeats.
Oh, yeah.
And there are going to be some for that person.
That stock went down 50% last week.
But, again, their philosophy and how they look at risk may be entirely different than what yours is or should be. So please be careful and go and get another opinion from someone. It can be us. It could be anybody who knows what is going on and what they can do.
This, consider that type of money that if you're going to do that, the same as if you've got a friend or a family who's going to Las Vegas and you give them some money to for you to work. That's the same thing.
Go to Cushata.
Yeah.
All right. Get yourself at least get a drink with an umbrella.
Yeah.
With it.
You get that. They throw that in with the price. So.
Yeah. So please be careful. This kind of euphoria, this kind of market movement, can make us pretty full of ourselves, and we're like, yeah, look at my stuff. I've done great. I'm hoping that that's been the truth for everybody.
Yep.
But don't get cocky.
Yeah, that's it. Don't get cocky.
And we can't afford to be cocky either,
yep.
Especially us.
And that's why some people get a little perturbed at us when we go over their, okay, market's up 12. I'm sorry, you're only up 7. How come I'm not up 12? Well, because you're not invested just like that. We're also invested that if the market drops 12, you don't drop 12. So
yeah.
there's some trade-offs there. And so if you understand the strategy, you can ride through this.
So the other thing that we all need to be thinking about, and you too, how do you keep these gains?
Yep. How do you protect your principal?
401ks, IRAs, brokerage accounts, 403bs. Yeah, you're in high cotton right now. What happens when the party stops or takes a breather?
See, and then that brings up after the break, I want to go into the IRA investing in unconventional assets. Because what happens now, most people have the largest assets are in retirement plans, 401k, IRA. And so they're thinking, okay, if I can use that for a business or real estate or some different things, can I do that with my IRA, and what are the things to watch out for?
Right. So, some words of wisdom here from those of us on the Money Makeover team. 30 years of combined experience plus, right, among all of us here. So, we have your best interests at heart here. If you're not our client, fine, but at least you know some wisdom here that we're going to dish out absolutely for free. And by the way, if you want to come in and do the portfolio review, the free review, Are you on the right track? Are you taking too much risk right now because things are so good? How can you mitigate some of the possible damages? How do you look at it rationally? Who was it, Alan Greenspan, who used to call it irrational exuberance?
Yes, that's it.
When we were going into 1999, 2000, and guess what happened after that? Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. So again, we'll talk about all these things. If you got a question right now in the break, glad to talk to you one-on-one. No one else will hear you. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at Washington County Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota Elite dealer. If you have land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, get financing for as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. See Washington County Tractor at one of their four award-winning Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. That's Washington County Tractor and WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic of its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at B&W Food Market in Giddings and all Walgreens drugstores.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty. Good morning. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Office in Brenham, downtown on Main Street across from the courthouse. Another one in Houston, about a mile from the Galleria shopping area. We're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 19 states. And we are here to help you. If you want to come in for that free review now that you're in high cotton here.
Yep.
Supposedly. In your portfolios, whether it's your 401k, 403b, IRAs, brokerage, whatever. Or you're thinking about maybe expanding maybe expanding mm-hmm. your business, maybe putting in a retirement plan for your business because things are going well and you'd like to be able to put some more money aside for yourself and for your employees.
And keep your good employees.
Ah, yeah. Got you covered on all that. If you are getting a little nervous because you bumped up your aggressiveness in your account, in your 401k or whatever, what do you do about that? Yeah, there are things you can do to kind of make sure that you are taking less risk but still enjoying some of the fruits, the ride, right? So, again, here's our office phone number. If you want to come in for that free review, it is critical that you know what your options are to keeping some of these gains, right? 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Right now, the Dow is at 21,062, up 250 points so far this morning. The NASDAQ up percentage-wise higher than that, up about 55 points. We're zeroing in on probably going to 6,000 on the NASDAQ. Who thought that would happen? And by the way, as of March 9th, we will be 8 years into this bull market. We have gone up over 300%, not counting today, over 300% since our low point when everybody thought that we would never, ever recover from the mortgage and all that stuff debacle back in 2008.
And that's what just points out so vividly why you have your strategy together. Mm-hmm. I know I've got two brothers that own a trust account jointly. And for the last 3 years, the one brother said, we got to get out. The market's going to crash. And the other brother says, we don't need the money now. Let's just sit on it. Let's just let it ride. It's diversified. And so it's good that the older brother prevailed on that one because they took advantage then of this upswing. Now, they didn't get the whole 300%, I'm sure, because they weren't invested 100% exactly like the Dow Jones or the S&P, because there's also investments in their particular fund that protect them if the markets go the other way. So their return is less, but they had this growth potential, even though the one brother was just sure the sky was going to fall and they were going to lose everything. He wanted to go to gold coins that he could put under his mattress.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do. Sorry, no way. I'm not going to name them, but that's the idea. The strategy was there. The older brother and I talked to the younger brother, and they hung in there. And so right when they get their next statement, the younger brother's going to be a little bit more happier. He's not going to be quite so doom and gloom, because there was a lot of doom and gloom the last 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, you cannot rely on your neighbors, someone in your group, civic club, whatever.
Yep. Golf foursome, whatever.
Yeah. And to the individual I know who gave someone recently a big chunk of money who's a day trader, you know, really?
Well, it must be money he's willing to lose.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I know that that's not entirely so.
Ooh.
And this money came from a retirement account.
Ooh.
Yeah. So please do not get caught up in irrational exuberance here. Be careful. Now is especially important to get a grip on what's going on.
Yeah. And now here comes up an idea here that people... I've had a couple clients do this. Mm-hmm. They have IRAs, they have 401ks, whatever, and they got some pretty good chunks of money in there, and they want to do some unconventional assets. So back in December, the Governmental Accountability Office issued a report recommending the IRS improve its guidance on IRA investing in unconventional assets. Unconventional assets, not stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, mm-hmm. whatever.
Money market.
REITs, money market.
Yeah.
Okay. All those things are conventional. Unconventional, here are some red flags that the Government Accountability Office suggested you be watch out for. Prohibited transactions in your IRA. A client can invest IRA funds in a house. You can own real estate in an IRA. But You can't live there. You can't let relatives live there. You can't let business associates live there or have a space in a manner that would provide a direct or even an indirect benefit to an IRA owner. Now, you think that's not me. I've got parents saying, okay, let's buy a duplex in College Station as our kids are going to go to school there, and let's just put it in our IRA. Well, no, you can't let your kids live there. So what happens then? The penalty is quite severe. The IRS will deem the account totally distributed in the year that the prohibited transaction occurred. Meaning if you had $1 million in your IRA, $500,000 in your IRA, and you did this, bought that house in College Station so your kids could live there, and it's in your IRA, IRS says your whole IRA, even though you didn't use it all, is deemed distributed.
If you only paid $150,000 for the house where you're having your kids live,
mm-hmm.
while they're going to school, your entire $500,000 IRA is going to be deemed to have been distributed to you, which means you get federal income tax and possibly penalties.
Yes.
If you're under age 59 and a half, that can be leveled against you for the whole thing.
So your income jumps $500,000 that year.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you're under 59 and a half, you get an extra 10%, which would be another $50,000 penalty. That's a pretty expensive house there. But that's some easy traps to get into where your mm-hmm. neighbor talks about it or your friend talks about it.
And believe me, I'd like a nickel for every one of these people I hear on TV or radio or whatever saying, hey, use your IRA to buy this and mm-hmm. buy that and put this in it and apartments and houses and you name it. Please be careful and do your research. Maybe talk to your CPA as well before you do something.
Yeah, and another prohibited transaction having to do with real estate is that, okay, you've got some property out there and all your money's tied up in your IRA. Well, let's have the IRA buy the property from me, and now I've got the cash. That's called self-dealing. Same thing happens.
Yeah.
Penalized.
Ouch.
So,
okay.
I mean, on the surface, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Hey, if my money's in the IRA, if the IRA buys the property from my wife, from my brother-in-law, mm-hmm. The cash comes back to them, and I end up keeping it. Well, you may end up with the cash, but the IRS is going to zap you big time.
Mm-hmm.
That's one prohibited transaction. Another one that is fairly common for people who use IRAs for investing in unconventional is when the IRA buys a shares or buys a business. Because there again, you can own a business inside an IRA, but the income off of that business is still taxable to you. It's not penalized to you,
mm-hmm.
but the business income, it's called unrealized, where's the whole title? So that income from the business is still taxable to you, but it's not a 10% penalty. So that, why do it that way? Because if the business grows and you sell it, any money that comes out of the IRA is ordinary income. You don't get capital gains treatment on it.
So please be careful before you consider any of these strategies. And like I said, there are a dime a dozen out there. People having seminars in this area, by the way, where you can go in and find out how to use your IRA to buy just about anything out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And here's another one that can get you. A common trap. Okay, getting a salary from your own IRA. So your IRA bought the business, whatever, and so the business is paying you a salary. Uh-uh. That's a prohibited transaction. Sounds great on the surface. Well, why not? I'm working for the business. Business pays me, but the IRA owns the business.
Yeah.
Little nuances there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that falls, another easy trap to fall into is, okay, maybe most common tends to be an IRA that owns real estate properties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if you own real estate properties, you know there's plumbing, there's fixing, there's carpentry work, there's electric. There's all these things, that services that have to be provided for the rental properties. Well, if you have a service company and you provide those services to those rental properties, you can't do that. That's another prohibited transaction. you got to hire outside contractors.
Well, and the other thing too, if you're renting apartments or properties of any kind to other people, you get tax breaks on your expenses.
Yes, and the real estate.
Yeah, and on the, you know, your expenses, no matter what they may be, are one of the reasons why you can invest and do well in some of those things, if that's the right thing for you, because you do get these write-offs.
Yeah, the depreciation.
But you don't get that if you put this property inside of your IRA.
You don't get depreciation.
No.
You don't get capital gains. You don't get to write off any of the service expenses that you have to maintain it.
Property tax.
Yeah, you don't get to write off the property tax.
Yeah. So please consult with someone before you're going to do these things. It can sound great. And it may be great for you, but just make sure it is. And make sure it's the right thing and that you fully understand what you're going to do.
Excellent. And that's what we're here to help you. Make better, smarter financial decisions. Make you aware of things to watch on. This came from the Government Accountability Office.
Oh, so this is from the Fed.
This is from the Fed saying, hey, guys, watch out for this. And what does that mean? It means you're looking at these things.
Anyway, more wisdom coming up, and we'll take another look at the markets. Are we doing better? Are we averaging out? Are we going down a little bit? Are people going, wait a minute? So let's talk about that. And again, a little bit more about how you should respond to some of these things. Again, our phone number here, you want some personal info just to do with you and what you're interested in, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Today and every Wednesday is special at Nathan's Barbecue in Brenham. Stop in anytime today for Nathan's Wednesday special. Chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken. It includes two side dishes and available all day. And don't forget about Cajun Fridays. Enjoy Nathan's fried catfish or his famous etouffee. And a surprise or two. From 6 to 9, Nathan's Barbecue always has live music during dinner on Fridays. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Always delicious barbecue and now great Wednesday specials and Cajun Fridays.
The City of Brenham invites you to get fit in 2017. Purchase the aerobic monthly pass at the Bluebell Aquatic Center and join the waterworks and aqua cardio classes. Cost is $65 per person and $55 for seniors. With the introduction of their new aerobic pass, the Aquatic Center brings you a new challenge. Sign up for the pass, and if you attend 25 classes during that time, you'll earn a BBAC Fit shirt. Find out more about this and other challenges by calling the Aquatic Center at 979-337-7250 or online at cityofbrenham.org.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
It's coming, the 9th annual Best Little Cowboy Gathering in LaGrange, March 9th through the 12th. Folks will be coming from all over for this Western celebration. The Best Little Cowboy Gathering will be full of fun stuff, like a John Wayne impersonator, chuck wagon exhibits, a sanctioned barbecue cook-off, horse clinics and demonstrations, Dutch oven cooking, carriage rides, open mic for cowboy storytelling, Buffalo Soldiers, Sunday the 12th, a morning cowboy church, and a fiddle extravaganza. You'll see bands like Shoot Low Sheriff and Jeff Woolsey, the English Brothers, Jody Nix, the Lake Travis Fiddlers, Billy Mata, Jenny Mack, and Jason Roberts. They'll have an outdoor covered dance hall open to the public and an inside dance hall by reservation only. For more information and new lower prices, visit their webpage, bestlittlecowboygathering.org. That's bestlittlecowboygathering.org.
Hi, this is Victoria.
And this is Sam.
And we want to invite you to join us for the 127th Junior Mayfest this year.
It's free to register and costumes are very affordable.
Parents can register their kids at www.mayfest.org.
Our theme is A Ticket to Ride, and it's going to be an amazing theme park adventure. We'd love for you to join us and register today. We are going to have tons of fun. See you there.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Animal Friends Shelter of Belleville.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Again, we have an office in Brenham downtown on Main Street across from the courthouse, another one in Houston between San Felipe and Westheimer on St. James Place, Galleria area. We're licensed as financial planners in, what, 19 states?
19 states, last time I counted.
Yeah.
Mainly, we don't go looking for business in 19, but what happens is people move, family moves. You get transferred, and family members. And it's great because, I mean, we can still do business nowadays with technology.
Yeah.
I haven't learned how to use that Skype thing yet, but
that's
the next time.
Back and forth. The other thing, too, is that we manage retirement plans for companies in other states as well. So 19 different states where we can do 401ks and those kind of things for companies. So, again, got you covered in a lot of areas, even around here, and glad to help you with anything. Please come in. Now that things are great and you think you're a genius.
Or you're just feeling better.
You're feeling better about things. You know, how do you temper this? There are things you can do to help mitigate the downside. Why do away with all of your gains? You don't have to.
Yeah. There's products out there now that will help you protect some of the downside. Yeah,
absolutely.
There are lots of bells and whistles and things you got to know about.
And they're not going to necessarily cost you a fortune to
right.
do. That's the other argument. Oh, don't do that because somebody's going to charge you. Really? What does it cost to you if you lose, if you're up 10% and you lose 8% of that 10 when things, because what goes up must come down.
Yep.
Now, how far it comes down and when, nobody knows yet. But we all know that that's true. So, again, you don't have to take all the bumps and bruises. At least find out what your possibilities are. And, again, here's our number at the office. I'll give it to you again before we go. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Because right now, what do your stats say here at this particular moment?
Dow Jones is up over 1%. The NASDAQ is up almost 1%. S&P 500 is up 1%.
So we're talking about hundreds of points.
Yes.
You know.
I like to do the percents because 1% means if it goes up 3%, that's huge. 1% is a really good upside. Mm-hmm. And same thing, 1% downside is notable, but 3 or 4% downside is very notable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now, markets are all up at least right around the 1% range, which is a very good thing considering what's been going on. There's really nothing going on in the marketplace other than the, I guess, the future guidance or view of the country was discussed last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very positive, apparently, for most people. And so that's why supply and demand. People say, hey, I want to jump on this one now.
Right. So, again, just be careful. Understand how things work. Make this your time to get your ducks in a row and take advantage of when you have good fortune that comes your way. Take advantage of it the right way.
You made me think of something, Tony. It's one of these strategy points. It's a very simple philosophy. When, and you can do this either for your child going to college or you in your retirement. If you're going to retire at age 66, you don't need all your money when you turn 66. You don't need it all right there, all liquid, all ready to go. You do it in different blocks of money. Same thing with college. You don't need all the college money the day your kids enroll. You need to spread it out over four, nowadays more like 5 years, but mm-hmm. you need to spread it out. So point being sure. is you can invest funds in blocks differently because you're not going to need it all at the same time. So just simple concept. So that's where different products and services can come into play, especially protecting your downside.
Well, and the other thing is, that's in this equation, which nobody's really mentioning yet today, so I'm going to be okay. among the first, inflation.
Mm, yes.
What goes hand in hand, right, financially speaking, with increases in jobs, the economy, incomes.
Payrolls.
Payrolls and stock and bond accounts, et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. 401k balances. What goes along with that is price increases. Salary wage pressure to the upside increases, and that means what we haven't seen for a long, long time.
Many years.
And that is inflation. So it will erode eventually the value of each dollar that you're bringing in. So that means you need to be properly invested, whether it's your 401k, your IRA, brokerage accounts, all of these other things. Don't give up all your gains, but watch out down the line because mm-hmm. we generally do have inflation.
Right, and the Federal Reserve has always said they're going to raise interest rates this year, just how many times and how much. So it's coming.
So be prepared. Get your ducks in a row. Come in for that free review. We're glad to help you shed some light on things. Don't just get caught up in the wave of euphoria. Help yourself and your family to keep some of these good things and your gains that have been coming your way.
Yeah, take advantage of us. Come on in.
Yeah,
be happy to do it.
979-836-2903. That's our number. 979-836-2903.
See you back here Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.